blessings of the experience of the last 2.5 days. The Lord has blessed, appreciating and participating. And we will begin this service with the singing of hymn 130, the theme hymn 130. Brother Rod Hugelman to open this meeting in prayer for us, please.
Brother Rod.
Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the privilege of being here this day and this gathering of thy people and this circle of hearts devoted to thee. We ask thy blessing upon Brother Jim as he directs the meeting and directs our thoughts. And we ask that we might be found appreciative of all that we have received and all that we are able to give. We ask these things humbly in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Brethren, for this meeting, we will have a roving mic once again. Please raise your hand, and then Brother Ed will be able to recognize where you are and where he should be headed next after the one who is currently testifying is completed. And we're going to turn the meeting over now to Brother Jim Martin, but we also have a special consideration. Brother Freeman has agreed to praise the Lord in him for us as we begin this.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away our sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall say, well done, my faithful servant, and take me home, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee, how great thou art, how great
rather be down at a little lower level. When we consider the hymn that was just sung, I've often thought of the first two verses really pertain to the earth. The last two verses pertain to the spiritual phase of the kingdom, recognizing that one that wrote that and wrote the words of that hymn did not understand what we understand. I can still appreciate the thoughts that are therein contained. But it is because the third verse of the Son not sparing that all the blessings of mankind will have a fulfillment of the first two verses. And the blessings in the last verse of being called home and, if faithful, to share the rewards of the heavenly hope. I think that in itself is the centerpiece of all of our hopes on this side the veil. We came to this convention, or anticipated coming to this convention, we believe, with the thought of being a blessing and also of receiving a blessing. We now have an opportunity to share what you anticipated of being a blessing and now receiving one, to tell us about what you've received as a blessing. I'm just going to be up here and to somebody to talk to, as it were. I'm not going to comment any more than that. We're turning the meeting over to you, and we'd love to hear as many testimonies as possible. So, Brother Ed Heidelbach, whose legs have been working quite much for us in many years, is continuing to do this. So, Brethren, give your name, class you're associated with, and don't make a long discourse, because we don't have a lot of time, but you can tell us your blessings, and I'm going to stop right there. Who'll be the first?
Brother Harry. Hi, Brother Harry Wildblood from the Hammond Ecclesia. This has been a wonderful convention, wonderful blessings. We had the privilege of staying with the Borowicks this time, and we really appreciated the hospitality, their patience with us. We've kind of made that home our own, and I've used Brother Ed's computer system a little bit, and when I walk in, it's the same kind of operating system, same software, even the same printer model that I have at home. So I really did feel home, at home there, and the hospitality has just been wonderful. Being here with my spiritual family, all the brethren at the convention who we know so well, and seeing some we hadn't seen in years. It was just a real blessing. Sister Karen wasn't feeling so well yesterday, a little dizziness and et cetera, but seems to be doing better. And having just seeing her, the desire to be here, you know, regardless of a little bit of infirmity. Tremendous blessings. In fact, we were even looking at our airline tickets to see if we're going to be on the same flight as some of the other brethren. And I thought it was interesting that when we leave, we're going to be flying on flight number 1874. So even the flight home, I'm sure we'll be having lots of wonderful memories of the spiritual blessings we had here. And we just want to thank all the brethren.
God bless you. Thank you, Brother Harry. More unique numbers we couldn't probably have. Anyone else? Sally.
Jim and dear brethren, I'm Sister Sally Heidelbach from the Berean Bible Students of Michigan. I wanted to be first, but couldn't even speak after Brother Freeman's beautiful hymn. And but I wanted to raise my voice to my Heavenly Father in thanksgiving for being here, for the blessings of this convention. Every year it just gets better and better. And maybe it's because we appreciate the shortness of time, and that we really have to run with our all. And I know that we've all renewed that because of the lessons that we've heard from the platform, and we really appreciate that. We especially want to thank our hosts, the Millers. They always make us feel like family, and we really appreciate them opening their home to us and just with loving arms. We really do appreciate that. We want to assure each one of you of our love on your behalf, and we pray for you and keep you in our prayers daily and hope you do the same for us.
Thanks, Mr. Sally.
I'm sorry, we talked to Ed's folks today, and they wanted to be especially remembered to you, Brother Ed and Sister Molly Heidelbach.
I noticed Brother Ed gave you that little hint to tell you. Okay, thank you, Sister Sally. Sister Lauren.
Lauren Rose from the Portland Area Bible Students. I'm really glad to be here, and I think it's sort of a minor miracle that I did get here. Physically, and there's just been a brother. I bring Brother Alex's love and the love of my mother, Sister Mary, both of whom are having some real physical trials with health. And Brother Alex, as many of you know, had his major back surgery last year. It was very successful, but he suffered a series of problems since then, so he's still trying to find his way up to a platform of better health. And he caught a cold at the last minute and just felt miserable, so he felt bad about not coming. And he said, well, you go anyway, and I just didn't feel like coming without him. It was like I just didn't want to get out and do it. But the Lord intervened in that our daughter Jennifer, who's sitting here with me, happened to, about 4 weeks ago, come to stay with us, and whole situation there, and she's going to be with us for about a year, and we see the Lord's overruling in that, definitely, but Jennifer really wanted to come. She says, Mom, I really want to go. So I thought, you know, you've got to go for your daughter's sake. You just have to. And so I got here, and as usual, as soon as I got here, I started really realizing the blessings of it. And, of course, both Alex and my daughter said, well, we told you so. So I'm very happy that I was able to make it here with Jennifer. It's been a blessing to me. It's been 11 years since Jennifer came. She was 15, and I was immersed at the last convention she was here. She's now 26 years old and quite a grown-up, although she's home with her parents for maybe one more year before she goes off into her life all totally on her own, and we're enjoying it, actually. I know parents say a lot about the kids coming home, but you know, sometimes it can be pretty neat, and we're glad she's with us. We're getting a lot of blessings actually seeing the convention through her eyes, hearing some comments of hers about some things that some of the speakers said and some of the things she's appreciated. And so I'm seeing the truth in a new way. I came here and I'm getting blessings I didn't anticipate getting, and we really needed them in view of some of the trials we've been going through. So I'm going to ask you to pray for all of us. We are going to need some prayers in the months to come. We still have some things that need to be settled out, but through hearing some of the discourses and the experiences of the brethren, I have come to realize, one, that my trials are not nearly as difficult as many others, so therefore I'm just going to get on with it and not worry. The Lord is always taking care of us. We've seen that in the past, especially through Brother Alex's health care and everything and what he did for him. So we have a lot of faith. We know he will be there for us, and we're just trying to wait and not run ahead of him, and yet trying to keep our eyes out. We do want to do what his will is when it's shown to us, and so we're kind of praying that we'll be able to see that and we'll know just what it is and how to go about it. So we're just very thankful that we have brethren that are willing to share their experiences and be so open and are willing to spend their time giving discourses to bring experiences to us to help us on our walk and our path. This is something that we truly appreciate. And from each and every one of you, you've all contributed very much, and I thank you. And I think on behalf of my daughter here, I think she would like to that I add a thank you from her, because I know she has truly, she said last night, this is just such a blessing being here. So thank you very much, and we will pray for all of you, so please pray for us.
Thank you, and privilege. Sometimes you don't always know what kind of blessings your family knew, more of a blessing that you're going to have than you probably did, but we appreciated their faithfulness in telling you that you would have a blessing. Thank you. There you go.
Brother Jim and dear brethren, I spent the weekend in bed, but Fonnie managed to get enough strength from this old fibromyalgia to get down here for the last part of the day. And so do appreciate you, brethren. You're always very close to my heart, and I appreciate your spirit and your attitude. I appreciate so many memories from so long ago. And we're all getting closer to home, and we're very grateful for that. And I want you to know that my experiences have been such blessed ones because His grace has always been sufficient. He's always there to relieve me when it's reaching a point of a little bit much. He's very kind, Heavenly Father, very tender-hearted, dear Lord. And just feel confident when you get older like me that you're going to have His blessings right there, and they'll be greater than they were because you're able to absorb more as you get older. The Lord bless all of you. Sister Edith Chandler from Tigard.
Thank you, Sister Edith. Lord bless you. There's Brother Fred over here in front, and then I'm going to ask for one testimony.
Brother Jim and dear brethren, I testified yesterday, but I missed out on something, is passing the greetings and love from the brethren with whom I meet in Alberta. And they are Brother Norman and Sister Ann Cummins from Sundre, Alberta, Sister Margaret Davis from Red Deer, Brother David Nichols, he's in Edmonton area, and Brother Marvin and Ailsa Harms. Marvin is 91 and Ailsa is 89. And they're good health, and they still read and we enjoy the studies. Their son, Bill Harms, their daughter, Diane Stoppler, and their daughter and son-in-law, Johnny and Sylvia Golby. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Fred. I've asked one sister to testify, and then I'm going to just go on to others. Sister Sharon Leslie just returned from the trip overseas, and I asked her to share something. She's only going to have a long testimony, she said, but she'd like to share some of the things. Sister Sharon.
Thank you, Brother Jim. Sharon Leslie from Portland. And I want to raise my voice and thanks to my Heavenly Father for His guidance and supervision over our lives this last 5 weeks especially. You always think a little bit about when you take off in the plane just exactly what the Lord has in store for you for the next 5 weeks. And I'm thankful for the strength and the precious promises that saw us through. And we had many, many blessings. First, I'd like to bring the love from the brethren in Germany, the brethren in France, the brethren in Moldova, and the brethren in Romania. And then via email, Brother Jerry, Brother Alan Springer, and Brother Bob and Sister Rebecca Gray from United States has been in Siberia. And that's why Brother Jerry isn't here, because he's still in Tulun, Siberia, and possibly they're on to another area, which is like 6 hours further. So they're from Moscow to Irkutsk is 6 time zones, and then they've gone another 2 time zones, and they're actually closer to Sister Junko in Japan right now than they are to us. From the West Coast, they're 16 hours ahead in Tulun. And so sometimes when I've turned on the computer in the morning, they're going to bed. So they say goodnight. So we had a privilege of talking with them over the See You, See Me and hearing their voices. And that was a real blessing and a comfort to me, of course. And they all send their love. And the sisters there are just asking many, many questions about the chart. They only have the first volume and the manna. And their Bibles. And so they don't have all the helps that we have to understand the scriptures. And some of them are older. In Tulun, where they are now, or where they were the other day, there's about 20 brethren. And the situation with the high calling, the door being open, has kind of separated the class. And so they were trying to mend some of the little problems that are there because they're so small anyway, and then to have this particular. They have people that come from laymans from Poland, and they keep banging away at them that there's the high calling isn't opened. And so our brethren come and try to just gently encourage them. Two little points that I wanted to tell, because I could talk the rest of the time. But one of the ones is that when we were in France, we stayed with a family that they had as much English as we had as much French. And so, you know, after lunch, then you get out the napkins, and then you start drawing the chart, and then you start drawing the overlapping ages, and then you start putting dates, and the brethren are then working on the scriptures, and then you put the scripture with the date, and so that's the way we discuss the truth, especially in France, and this one home that we were in, till the young people came that were able to translate for us after a hard day's work. Then they came and translated for us in the evenings. So that was a real blessing, and we found for the most part that some of them still feel that Brother Russell is that servant, and a lot of them still feel the chart is as it was written by Brother Russell. But some of the dates of the chart, they're not quite as sure of as we are. And so we found that both in Germany and in France, although the love of the Lord and the love of some of the harvest message is still very prevalent in some. So we're very thankful for our experiences there. And then the other little experience in Moldova, you know, is when we leave a convention or even the Sunday meeting or the Wednesday night meeting, you talk, you get up after the prayer, you get up and then you talk. And then you go outside and then you talk. And then you go to your car and the window is open and then you talk. Well, in Moldova, the kids stand in the roadway because it's just a dirt road and they hold hands that you can't go through. So that was we have a nice.
You can talk, Karen. I think we can. Oh. Keep talking.
We'll keep talking. Okay. And then the other point was that the brethren, Brother B.O.L. Niagu that was here with Sister Betty Precup, they both wanted their love given all along the way. And they're very, very grateful for their time here, and they have many memories of the blessings that Brother V.O.L. Niagu from Moldova and Sister Betty Precup from Cluj, Romania, and they sent their big, big love, and all the brethren in the villages, no matter if it was a little sister and a black babushka and black clothes sitting on a hard bench listening to 2 hours of talk and then an hour of questions with translation, they all wanted their love given, and they love you all and are remembering our American brethren in prayer because they know we have situations that are a little different than theirs, but they're without jobs. They're without some things, too. So they, and health problems, lots of health problems. So they all sent their love, and I, again, am thankful that the Lord used us to be able to go. And we all have little places to fill in this body, and I was grateful that the Lord provided a little place for me. Thank you, and Lord bless you.
Thank you for sharing that, Sister Sharon. I thought the brethren would be interested. We'll be next, Sister.
I'm Sister Rosemary from Salem, Oregon, and I just am bubbling over with all the blessings we've had these few days. The talks have been so inspiring and so encouraging and so full of what we need, what I need, and they're full of meat also, and it's just been wonderful. The fellowship has been precious, and I'm very thankful I could entertain dear Sister Margie and Brother Rodney and Sister Erlene. And I'm thankful for all the special fellowship I've had at intermissions. And thankful that my children are here. And thankful that we could just all be together this time. It's been so uplifting and helpful. And I need your prayers that I'll be able to continue faithfully and be more focused and more determined. And I pray that we can all make our election sure. And I love you all.
Thanks, Sister Rosemary. Chair.
Christian greetings to our brother and Sister Cher Brewster from Ithaca, New York. And I just want to raise my voice in thanks and praise to our Heavenly Father for allowing us all to be here. And I would like to start with thanking our Heavenly Father for how he got us here. Thankful for dear Sister Melissa Horion, who made all the reservations through the web. And thankful to our Heavenly Father for another wonderful time up in the air with his son and all the dear ones that are with him. And in looking down below at all the mountains and the forests, how great thou art was going through the mind and the heart. And I really appreciated that hymn was sung this evening. And also I'm very thankful for Sister Millie picking us up at the airport, and then also finding out that Sister Joni and I weren't going to be in a motel. We were going to be with the brethren, dear Sister Garrison, Brother Garrison, and also all of the brethren that were there at the house. And I'm also very thankful for what was said from the platform and how every one of us here heard something that the Lord had specially tailor-made for us. And thankful for the brethren that share their studies with us and appreciating how their hearts are so into their love for our Heavenly Father, our Redeemer, the divine plan of the ages, and for the brethren. And I love you all and ask an interest in your prayers as I pray for all of thee. Thank you.
Thank you. I've noticed the tenor of super multiplication of the blessings you've received, so that's even better. Sister Kathy, thank you.
I'm Sister Kathy Robinson from the Eastern Missouri Bible Students of St. Louis, Missouri. We had to call it Eastern because Sister Leona still got her little house in Bismarck, and we kind of go between. We did just want to let you know that it looks like Sister Leona will be getting out of the hospital probably tomorrow. And probably going up to St. Louis, staying with Sister Lana Jean for a while because she really can't get around on her own. She has to have a home health care nurse come in 3 times a week to change the bandages and to keep an eye on her. So I'm sure they would appreciate your prayers in this matter, and they sent their love to all of you. And I just wanted to say that, of course, I always enjoy the Salem Convention, and this year has been no exception. And we really did enjoy all of the discourses, but I had a special experience with the idea of the last part of our theme scripture of the fear of the Lord is his treasure, and thinking of the reverence. And I had a lesson in reverence this weekend while I was here, and an answer to prayer in accordance with it. And I don't need to go into the details of it, but for me it was very uplifting. And just to know that the Lord is still dealing with you, that you get such an immediate answer to a prayer. So it's been a special convention for me. And, of course, I always love sharing my birthday with all of you, even though you sing. But, no, I really do enjoy it, and try not to get too embarrassed. But I love each one of you, and we love our little class at home and all the brethren that we're able to meet with around the country and the conventions that the Lord allows us to go to. So each one is special, and I hold a special place in my heart for this class, though, and for all the brethren that come here. And we love each one of you and ask an interest in your prayers, and thank you.
Thank you, Sister Kathy. You know, we hear a lot of asking for interest in prayer, and I think sometimes when some are sick or something, we're not always asking for the relief of the sickness, but the strength to go through it, and whatever the Lord wills in all experiences really should be the sentiments of all our hearts, and I think that is true. Sister Margie?
Hi, I'm Sister Margie Hugeman, and we're in transit again. At the Akron Convention, we were in transit to Illinois, and I'm thankful I didn't get any Illinois driver's license because I still have the Florida, because we're in transit now to Florida, and ask an interest in your prayers to give us the wisdom. We want to do everything as is pleasing to the Lord, and that we might serve him and receive a blessing and be a blessing to others. And I know well, I'm just thankful. I've enjoyed all the good food of the brethren. The children have served us here, and it's been great getting with all of you. It's really been a spiritual blessing, and also meeting new ones. And the talks I've really enjoyed, and what I did is I made a I took good notes, and I made a check by certain points, and I thought, oh, well, on the way to Florida, we'll discuss that in the car. And so I ask an interest in your prayers and know that I pray for all of you.
Thank you, Sister Marjorie. The class that Sister Marjorie is going to had 5. In a short time, they're going to have 12, and I think that's a rich blessing, and I know you'll both be a blessing to the brethren there.
Brother Don Horein from the Ithaca Bible Students, and we really appreciate the Lord's providence that we could come to the convention, and really thankful to Brother Lou and Sister Judy for putting up with us and keeping us at their home. I'm becoming awful used to that, and I do feel at home there, and I do feel at home in this living room here with all my dear brethren, and we're so thankful to that. And I know Sister Melissa and Brother Josh and Brother Danny and all the brethren there would like their love sent to everyone on the tapes too. And we appreciate that, and our daughter Denise as well, and Sister Helen, and Sister Ruth, and Brother Vince, Brother Melvin. And we're so thankful of this privilege to be here with our brethren, and we couldn't want anything more than each one would be faithful unto death, that we might be together for all eternity. And we desire an interest in your prayers that we would press down hard upon the mark and never look back as we pray for each one of you and love you all very much.
Thank you, Brother Don, for beautiful sentiments. Brother Jim.
Thank you, Brother Jim. Brother Jim McClugan from Mahomet, Illinois area and Ecclesia. And I want you to know that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow therein. So we certainly have been richly blessed from the moment Sister Linda and I left home, and meeting with our dear brethren along the way, and traveling with them, and coming here, and being picked up by Sister Joyful, Sister Happy, and certainly that's... Of course, she knows who she is, Sister Garrison, and Sister Judy is got us in a laughter mood right off, and here we are, and we've been blessed ever since. And the convention has certainly been a rich blessing to us, and there are many lessons that we want to take home with us and to incorporate in our daily walk. And certainly, we're so thankful and blessed by the opportunity of meeting with such dear ones, and especially the ones that were sharing their home. They've opened up their home, the Blackman sister, Joy, and Jim, and that is a rich blessing. And certainly the love-worn, beaten path between the Blackmans and the Andruses, we shared that same path the last couple nights, and we've enjoyed the richness of the fellowship and the conversations and the thought-provoking questions that we have shared, and the dear brethren who have we met that we had not met before, and we're thinking of the two brothers from Canada, and we're certainly appreciative of having these wonderful opportunities to meeting these dear ones, and again, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. Pray for me as we pray for you, and we trust that through these opportunities of meeting with like precious faith, that this will be the stepping stone by the Lord's grace to help us make our calling election sure.
Lord bless you. Thank you. Sister Judy.
Brother Jim and dear brethren, Sister Judy Garrison from Salem. Well, after that, I have to explain what Brother Jim's talking about, see? I'm up there by myself picking these four brethren up at the airport. I don't have another set of eyes looking for these brethren. So when I spot them, I'm 3 lanes over. And I just look back. I said, well, I'm moving over. And they see this car coming straight over for them. They knew it was Sister Judy. But I just encourage the brethren, if you see the Lord there and you know it's the Lord's direction, just get focused and go there and do it. I can only say that this blessing has been a real high point for me. in my Christian walk, I've been able to circulate around and talk to some brethren that I don't know as well, and I appreciated that very much. I've tried to be like a sponge and just absorb it all and try to do my duties too at the same time, and I hope I haven't shirked any of them. I thank everyone for all their help in setting the tables and pouring and everything. It's been a real blessing working with you, brethren. You are good workers for the Lord, and thank you. I appreciate your service there, and I know the Lord does too. And please remember me in your prayers as I do all of you.
Thank you, Sister Julie.
My dear brethren, I'm Sister Earlene Allen from Cottage Grove, Oregon, and I too want to raise my voice in thanksgiving to my Heavenly Father for this wonderful blessing to be here. It's been a blessed convention, and I've appreciated so much the lessons from the platform, and they've been very encouraging and helpful to me, things that I've really, really needed, and recognizing myself that I have much to work on. And a special blessing, I really appreciated the one-hour breaks between the discourses. It's just given, you know, a whole new dimension to the convention as far as, I know they did this last year too, but it just has allowed more time for really precious fellowship and getting to really know your brethren and their experiences, and you really get to see the hearts of your brethren more. And that draws us closer one to another and to the Lord. And so I certainly appreciate that very, very much. And a special blessing that I've had, many, many blessings, but one of the special blessings was finally getting to meet Sister Carol Haldenwang. I've been to the class that she attends a couple times, but she has been out of town. And so it's been a real blessing to finally get to meet her, and I look forward to more meetings and visits and fellowship with her. I want to thank my dear sister Rosemary for having me in her home, and we just have appreciated all the many blessings and this wonderful convention that you brethren work so diligently to put on, and we appreciate it very much and pray for you, and especially ask an interest in your prayers as well. And just pray that you will continue faithful and that we will help one another make our calling and election sure. I love you all. Lord bless you.
Thank you, Darlene. I can remember some years ago, Brother Levi Jacobs talked about meeting at the convention, and he talked about we're on an exceeding high and great mountain, so I hope all of you have still on the mountain rather than the valleys. Brother Craig.
Brother Craig Chamberlain, Southwest Oregon Bible students, down the road. First of all, I'd like to bring love and greetings from Sister Kay, who's back in Ohio. And so along with that, the brethren in Akron, and particularly Brother Harry and Sister Violet Grable. Anyway, had a experience Friday where I was looking forward to coming down, because I work up towards Lake Oswego. But anyway, coming down and getting here for the full afternoon, and had a seminar I was in the morning, and came out of the seminar, and as frequently happens, you end up walking out and there's like three crises going on, and by the time we got it all cleaned up and taken care of, it was actually 8:30 at night. So early disappointed, and we started thinking about, well, okay, why did the Lord permit that, and what was going on, and I started thinking about part of the seminar that I was at, and one of the things that was really stressed about it was that if you want to get to where you're going, the most important first thing you do before you do anything else is get your vision and write it down and make it plain. Upon tables? No, they didn't say that, but... Anyway, the point is, we have a vision, certainly, that's a vision for the world of mankind. And we study it, and we look at it, and we speak of it, and we've got shorthand around it and everything else. So we really know that vision. The question is, how strong is our personal one? And gone through an experience where for a while I really lost focus on that. And so what I realized is part of what was happening for me Friday was a reminder to sit down and not just mentally think through the vision and kind of do the thing that we all do, which is, well, I know I need to do this, and oh, yeah, I know I need to do that, and I want this to be part of my life and how I'm going to do that. But the idea of sitting down and very clearly writing it out. As I was hearing that, I was thinking, gee, I've heard that somewhere before. Brother Perry? Yeah. So, anyway, all I can say is that that has become very, very precious to me to think about that. And when we look at all the effort of people in the world and what they go through to get what they want, you know, is there any effort that we can put in that would be wasted? And, of course, the answer is no. So I just wanted to share that, and particularly enjoyed, well, one thought that Brother Freeman brought up, which is the sobering one that we should always think about it, and that is that even the greatest and the best of ships can still sink inside a port. And to always remember that, never get complacent. So thank you, Brother Jim.
Lord bless you. Thank you, Mr. Craig. Trying to see hands. If I'm missing any, please. Oh, Brother Bill.
Thank you, Brother Jim. And just a real brief testimony, just to thank the Salem Ecclesia for this convention. It's been a real blessing, a real uplift, and it's given me a lot to enhance my Christian walk and a lot of stimulation for study. And I just appreciate all the work that the various speakers have gone to, because it's been very uplifting. And I bring you the love of our ecclesia, and our ecclesia has a custom of conveying a text to the brethren. And this one is a precious promise, and it reminded me a lot of Brother Don Horan's title to his discourse. It's taken from Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, and it reads, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh, I'm Brother Bill Ostrander from the Portland area.
You did mention something we would probably like to acknowledge at this time. You know, we always appreciate coming to a convention. We also appreciate the labors that are put forth for the convention. And as we thank the brethren, I know they don't want thanks, but I think we'd like to acknowledge that. And I particularly would like to acknowledge for so many years, so many, many years we've come here and been served by the families of the brethren. That is probably one of the treasures of this convention that I've appreciated, the love that is extended by family members that will take their whole weekend. Some have important jobs. Do this for us in grateful love, not only for their parents but or their family, but just because they want to do something for the brethren. And I'd like to acknowledge that myself, and I know you all would too. All in favor of so acknowledging what I've just mentioned, thank you. Thank you. We'll be next. Brother Bob.
Brother Jim and dear brethren, we're very thankful to have the opportunity to meet with those of like precious faith and convention. We always look forward to coming down to Salem, because this way we get to see some of the brethren at least once a year that we know very intimately. And I know Brother Bill didn't bring it up, but we have a convention coming up the middle of August, and we'd like to invite all of the brethren to attend our convention. So we ask an interest in your prayers, and we pray for the brethren that they always be faithful and gain the prize that they are striving for.
Thank you. Brother Bill, Bob.
Bob Knockert from the Portland Area Bible Students.
Okay. I know there's a sister would like to testify over here, and she just...
I
didn't have the nerve to put my hand up before, but I've been wanting to testify because my heart is so full.
Your name, sister?
Oh. Sister Esther Martin. Thank you, Brother Jim. And my heart is so full because I've been so happy and so blessed to be here, and so full because of the encouraging this admonitions that we've had from the platform. It just filled my heart so, and the inner man, and renewed it, and I'm just so thankful that we were able to come. And I know that when we were coming down, I said to Jim, I says, you know, the first time you brought me down here to Salem was when we were at, I forgot the name of it,
Aldersgate,
yes, when I first met some of you dear brethren, and I still love you much, much more than when I met you that time. You were so gracious to me, and we so appreciate the love of the brethren here, and we so appreciate their stand and their admonitions and their walk that we see that they are so full of the Lord's Spirit, and we appreciate that so very much. And we have so much that we have to take home with us because they always expect us to give a long testimony when we come home, and boy, are we going to give them a long testimony. Because there we sit and we're free with our own brethren, so we can really pour our hearts out, and we're so grateful for that, that we'll be able to share these wonderful blessings that we received here with them. And they all sent their love, and I know that especially the little ones like Sister Evelyn Shepherd, if you remember her, and Brother Richard Nearling, he even said, give my love to the brethren there. He was here once, and so was Sister Evelyn Shepherd was here once, and of course Sister Bernice Bushla sent her special love. And she knows that she will not be able to travel anymore, and because of her health condition, and all the rest of them. You don't have to name the elders, but all the rest of the little ones that wanted their special love sent, and that was a privilege to bring their love here to you. And we want to thank our other home that we have, that we always come to, and the dear brethren, Sister Barbara and Brother Taz, and their gracious hospitality, and I don't understand how come they don't get tired of us, but we love them very much, and we have marvelous discussions with them, and are very thankful to have such friendships here in the spirit with you, brethren, and we are so joyful. So we're almost overwhelmed with this convention. We just thought it was just beautiful, and I took notes on some because we will have to before the tapes get there, so we have to give a good report, and we certainly will be able to bring that good report of all the things that we heard here, and we're so thankful for you, dear brethren. We love you so very much, and we'll pray for you, and we've prayed for the convention before, and we didn't anticipate that the Lord would really give that bountiful blessing so much as he did. So we are so thankful to the Lord for that bountiful blessing that we've received from the platform and from your dear brethren, which are expressions in your fellowship, and your expending your fellowship and your love in your fellowship. And we want to tell you that we love you very much. We've known you for quite some time, and we've missed being a few conventions here, but we always remember the conventions here, and we always want to, we always get the tapes, and so we feel like we get the conventions twice, and we're going to get tapes also, and we'll be able to share them with the brethren, because that's, we always do that, so I know that they will get a large blessing from that too. I thank you, we love you, and we'll pray for you, and pray for us.
Thank you, I just want to tell you I agree with that sister said.
Dear brethren, I'm Sister Ann Kutcher from the Berean Bible Students of Michigan. I bring you the love of Brother and Sister Grable Jr. and Sister Emily and Brother and my son-in-law Jim. Sister Emily had anticipated to be here with you, as you all know. She was not able to because of her husband's recent surgery and problems with having double lung problems in pneumonia. Well, anyway, but he's home now. She told me as of last night, and she was rejoicing. And he will be under therapy, but we feel that he's on the road to recovery. But I was just so blessed to be here, dear brethren. The talks, everyone, were so excellent. And I also want to share them when we get back home. And I want to thank our dear brethren that always take us every single year. We just have such a brother and sister Andrews. We just have such wonderful fellowship in the morning and the evening with the many brethren that come over. And that is almost another part of the convention to me. And that is why this is such a special season of fellowship here when we come to Salem. And we've had experiences this last year. My sister passed away, but of course we were thankful to the Heavenly Father that she finally finished her course after being in the nursing home for almost 21 years. And now she is trusting that she's with the Lord. And also with Sister Emily's husband, he was really very sick, and we didn't know if he was really going to pull through. So, but these are experiences that we get to show how much faith we have in the Lord and to be strong in it. And so this is necessary for the old creature. And also, and I was really happy to see when Sister Edith Chandler walked in. I haven't seen her for a while, and it was a joy to see her. She's my special friend for many, many years. And I want to thank the brethren for this wonderful privilege we had of being so filled with the Lord's Spirit and all the wonderful lessons that we hope that we can incorporate into our daily walk. May the Lord bless each of you. And I also always want to remember those dear ones that have been in the kitchen working so hard for us. I think I just love them dearly, and we pray that the Lord will bless them in the mediatorial phase. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Ann. One short testimony, we're informed. Sister Karen.
I'm Sister Karen Wildblood from Muhammad Ecclesia, and I'd like to say thank you.
Bless your heart. That was short. I would just like to say, just mention that there's many requests for prayers. Remember the brethren in prayer. And my late mother used to say when she'd write the brethren, have we told you lately that we love you? I'd like to express that to each and every one of you. And if we haven't done that before, we'd like to tell you again. Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Jim, for listening to those testimonies, and thank you, brethren, for participating and sharing your hearts with us. I would like to have each of you give a commission one to another, and that would be to send your love home with everyone and that they express it to all those that they come in contact with of our brethren. All those in favor of that, please so indicate. It appears to be a unanimous decision, brethren, so you each now have a commission from this convention. We have asked that Brother Roman will read for us the songs of the night this evening, and we will have our dinner following the meeting as soon as the kitchen crew has it set up for us. And so, Brother Roman, will you come up and read the songs of the night for the 23rd, please?
Ephesians 4, 1 and 2. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. We show our appreciation of God's mercy toward us by schooling ourselves in this characteristic and becoming more and more merciful and generous toward all the household of faith. And if mercifully toward the brethren, naturally, we would be generous also toward all men. In other words, as we remember and appreciate our own weakness and blemishes, it will make us sympathetic with the brethren and with all mankind. And mercy, generosity, sympathy, God delights in. Such as cultivate these graces of the Spirit will be pleasing in the Lord's sight, and they will thereby be fitted and prepared to have a share with Jesus in his theme of glory, throne of glory, for that great Messiah King. will be established for the very purpose of showing mercy unto thousands of mankind who will return to divine favor and blessing under clearer knowledge and with the assistance that they will then be afforded. Scripture again, Ephesians 4, 1 and 2. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness of meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love.
Thank you, Brother Roman. We're going to ask Brother Jim to come up and close in prayer and to ask a blessing upon our continued fellowship and our evening meal. And after that, we'll close with hymn number 64. Brother Jim.
Our dear gracious, loving Heavenly Father, in the precious and worthy name of Jesus, as we have from the very beginning come unto thee, we thank thee for the privilege and the blessings that we have had these days together. We thank thee for the privilege of sitting at the feet of thee and thy Son, meditating upon the truths that thou hast so graciously brought into bringing us into thy divine counsel and showing these things aforetime, that we may have the privilege of rejoicing therein and cooperating therewith. We thank thee for the greatest of all privilege of walking in the Master's footsteps with endeavoring to be conformed to that perfect pattern we find in him, recognizing in our own undone condition we cannot do this, but we recognize with thy help and thy strength we can have a copy likeness unto thy Son in intention. So we thank thee for this. And as we have anticipated the blessing and now have received it, we want to give thee all the honor and praise for this. And also at this time, we are mindful of the temporal blessings that thou hast so graciously provided for these days and ask the same upon our supper meal tonight. Bless our fellowship one with the other, that it be such as becometh of saints. Help and guide and direct and go before us. Be strength and direction and guidance on the days ahead, that we may apply the lessons that we've learned and be conformed better to that perfect image. We thank thee and praise thee and give thee praise in dear Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Hymn 64, please. 6-4. God be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brethren.